Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. Today I'm very excited to have a special guest with me. We have got Marcia from The Cute and the Curious. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. I'm genuinely really happy that you're here.
Thank you.
When you came to our winter warm-up event a couple of months ago, was it a couple of months ago? Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
We had a conversation on camera briefly about how you found the event, your business. And the second that I started asking you those questions, I was like, we have to have Marcia on for a podcast.
Okay.
There's so much more in this. So yeah, I'm really glad that you've come all the way down today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I nearly cancelled twice. I was so nervous. And I am really fangirling.
Please clip that for socials. Please clip that.
But yes, I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm really happy you're here. So I just want to have a really chill conversation today about your business, ask you about how it got started, how you found it. We can touch on advice you might give other decorators. But to start with, tell me how your business came about. When did you start it and what made you create it?
Okay, so in the pandemic, my son was showing signs of anxiety, and we knew that we would have to give him something intense to do, something that he's going to throw himself in to learn. So
yeah.
I challenged him to learn something new. He chose to animate. And then he challenged me to learn something new. And I said, oh, I'm going to make that t-shirt. I just pointed to anything hanging in the wardrobe. And then he said, okay.
You're like, panic, quick.
Yeah, I did. And I just thought that he'd let it go. But he was like, well, I've started researching my animation. What are you doing? And I was like, right, okay.
Fair play.
Yeah. So I just started researching and it just gave me something to do, take my mind off things. I started learning about phrases like heat presses and vinyl and all of that. And I found it so interesting. I threw myself into it completely. And before I knew it, I was able to fast forward, purchase a heat press. That research in itself was such a, it was like there was so much out there. And then when you do your research, you start to realize where the quality items are.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this company and researched the heat press, finally got one because it was a bit difficult to get one at the time.
Yeah, lockdown was a popular time for everyone starting their businesses. I think because everyone had time on their hands and they were thinking, I have some of them maybe had, what was it called when you got paid throughout lockdown? Furlough money.
Furlough,
thank you.
Yeah,
that was
it.
People had furlough money and they were thinking, I've got all this time on my hands. What am I going to do? And we actually, really sort of boomed during COVID. A lot of people started their businesses. A lot of businesses were really successful as well.
Yeah. And the thing is, when I looked to order the heat press, I didn't actually think about starting a business.
Mm.
I just wanted to try it myself.
Yeah.
I didn't think about the size of it and what I would do with it afterwards. I was like, I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
So I got it and pressed a t-shirt. The first couple of t-shirts came out really weird.
What did you do to them?
Weird. Too long.
Oh, okay.
Not enough. But it was really fun working it out.
Yeah.
And then, we pressed t-shirts and people asked us for t-shirts and we pressed more t-shirts and it kind of took off slowly from there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was basically being bored and, confused in the pandemic. That's what led us to the business.
I love that though. Something that was such an uncertain time has created something for your family and for you, and something really positive has come out of it. And I'm sure that you're not the only person that went through that and purchased their press and started their journey. So
yeah.
And I, to be honest with you, I think you are the first person that we've had on this podcast that's their story. And I know that there are more people out there that have that, the COVID story, as I would call it, but we haven't spoken about it. And I was so intrigued too, because, I started here during COVID. That was when I first joined Styles. So I kind of began my journey in heat printing, but in a totally different area.
Yeah.
We didn't have this podcast set when we first joined, we didn't even have a nice recording space, did we? So we've both come a long way since COVID. Have you still got the t-shirts you printed first? Did you keep the rubbish ones?
I did keep the rubbish ones because at the time I thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. I wore it around the house. I wore it to the supermarket when we were able to go out. I kept it. I like to keep things that I try first, even if I fail.
I do. It's a reminder, isn't it? You can look back and go,
love the
I'm
journey.
Really glad. Yeah.
Love the journey. So I have some very strange looking tops at home. But as I said, it's part of the journey.
Yeah.
And I feel quite proud of myself when I look back now, my husband and I, and just to see where we came from to where we are now.
I can't wait to give it another year, 2 years, 5 years, and revisit this conversation maybe and see things you're doing now that in 5 years you're going to look back and laugh at, because we always do it, don't we? There's always something that you go, I can't believe I did that at the time. So there's always going to be things along the way. So that was 3 years ago. You've had your business for 3 years. Mm-hmm. What is your main sort of product that you print? Is it t-shirts? Is it hoodies?
Okay, so I'd say the main product is probably t-shirts.
Yeah.
Where we started, we were going to do streetwear. Everyone wants to do streetwear. We're going to do streetwear. And that's not the direction the business went in. We started getting orders from kids clubs. A lot of kids clubs were formed during the pandemic online. And then when they came into, you know, being back in the normal space, they wanted branded items, school wear. And so it kind of went off in that direction for a little while. But then we just decided to start like bringing in designs and printing hoodies and t-shirts. So that was our main hoodies and t-shirts. Mm-hmm. But the kids clubs are scout groups and things like that. They're hoodies and polos.
Yeah.
We mostly print hoodies and t-shirts. We're really looking forward to getting into hats now.
We love printing on hats. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Seen so many things in here that I could really put to good use.
But Marcy has been talking to me, but like eyeing up everything in the room. I love it. I really am.
Supermarket sweep. But yeah. We really want to get into hats now. And we came to the Winter Warmers event and didn't even think about hoodie, jackets, coats, padded jackets, soft shell jackets. Didn't even think about those. But the event was so informative. You realise that you can do that and do it well. So that's another area that we're looking into as well.
Yeah, the event was really fun. I mean, I'm glad that I got to meet you at the event. It was one of the great things to come out of it. But I think in general, everyone that came left with that exact thought in mind that, oh, I didn't realise it was this easy. Yeah. And that's exactly why we do those events, because so much about heat printing seems daunting and seems a little bit scary. Yeah. But if you know the technique and you know what you're doing with it, it is easy to do, even on the more difficult garments. So I'm so glad that you took that from it and can apply that to your business.
We really did, especially with things like, you know, you're always talking about time and temperature.
And?
Time, temperature, and?
Pressure.
Yes, I knew that.
Very good.
Time, temperature, and pressure. But we really were doing, we were going too hard on our garments. And Greg says, oh, no, Molly said, fingers, just bring it down like
that.
Yeah. He's always telling me off. And he's like, if you have to push it like that, I mean, sometimes I could push my whole body weight down trying to close.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely.
Well, I did that at the event, didn't I? I physically had to jump on it to get it to close and it just didn't even have a reading on it for the pressure. It was so over pressured.
Yeah. So I've learned a lot about pressure, especially that, and my temperature as well. And also what transfer I want to use on what garment. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so we were doing quite a few bags, and some of the bags have almost like a laminated.
Yes, like a coating,
on the inside. So your ultra colour is perfect for that because it fuses low temperature. So, you know, it's just learning about the different products and how we're going to use them. Got my eye on that glitter. That
check Marcy out got with all of her product knowledge. Would you like to come and work with us here? You can do all the presenting with us.
No problem. got my eye on a few things here. But it's just so much to learn. And then when you get it, you get it. Do you know what I mean?
Something it like clicks, that. Doesn't it? And you go, oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Get there eventually.
Do you think that going into your business without a really narrowed plan? So you say you sort of started it because your son challenged you and then friends asked you for things and it led to where it led.
Yeah.
Do you think that that benefited you in a way? Because if you'd have started your business, like I'm sure many people do, with a plan in mind of this is who I want to sell to and this is exactly what I want to heat print, do you think you would have said no to those orders that came in? Or do you think it would have just been a bit of a side job while you went for what you wanted? Do you understand what I'm trying to ask you? I haven't worded it very well.
Yeah, I think for me, I could have made it very narrow, very limiting.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So we had an idea of what we wanted to do, but I had very good business advice. I joined a startup, had a mentor, and basically it was like, look, if that's where the business is coming from, embrace that.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You don't have to ignore whatever else you want to do, but embrace where the business is coming from and where it's the direction it's taking you in.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that very helpful.
Yeah.
And also some of the things that hold me back is basically fear of the unknown. So it holds me back a lot.
Yeah.
So rather than say, oh no, I don't know how to do that and just leave it, I'll just look for events like the Winter Warmer and different ways I can learn about something that I'm scared of and then push myself through. Hence me sitting here, because this is terrifying, but I'm here.
One of my favorite quotes, and I heard this, it has to be about 7 or 8 years ago now, it was a while ago, and it was, you don't grow when you're comfortable.
Yeah.
And that has sat with me ever since I heard it, because there are things that if I feel myself getting too comfortable, my sort of alert senses almost go on and I'm like, oh, there's no progress happening here. Yeah. What's going on? Or, you know, silly things like if we're making content here, for example, and it becomes a bit routine, and Beth, who's sitting behind the camera, will know that it's very easy for us to slip into just a routine way of doing things, but you do need to push yourself out of your comfort zone and try new things. And it might not work. We've made some horrific bloopers in our time, but when it does work, it's amazing. And you think, right, what's the next thing? And it inspires you to do more. Yeah. So the fact that you've done that with your t-shirts, your hoodies, soon to be hats, think where you're going to be in a year, 5 years from now, maybe.
Yeah, it's just people, and people ask you, they challenge you all the time. Someone will say, would you do that hoodie in a bag? Would you do that design in a bag? And I'm like, yeah, I can do
give
that
it a
in
go.
A bag. Yeah. And then like my son, he's always pushing me. He's always, because he's quite creative.
How old is your son?
He's 14.
Oh, lovely.
But he's always pushing us. He's saying, like, you should try something different. You should try this, try that. And he's very brave. I he's like my hero.
Yeah.
He's like, he can be quite anxious about things, but he pushes himself all the time.
Yeah.
And I just think if he can do that, then so can I.
Oh, that's so lovely. He's of that generation as well, isn't it? Where I think because of the amount of knowledge and stuff that's online and on socials, they're exposed to people pushing themselves all the time and starting a business and all of those different things. And it almost, I suppose, makes you question yourself a little bit. Whereas
absolutely,
even sort of 10, 20 years ago, you didn't have that exposure to what everyone else in the world was doing. So it was sort of you and your small circle around you.
And they're quite fearless. Do you know what I mean?
You
have to be quite fearless, you know, and don't be afraid to fail.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the business that's failing. It's just something has gone wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can fix it. You can try something new. That color doesn't work with that. That design didn't work out as well. I have so much in my house that hasn't gone right. And then when it works, when you see someone wearing one of your products, and it's, oh my gosh, there's nothing like it.
What? How do you feel when you see someone wearing what you've printed?
I literally, my heart skips a beat and it makes me so proud. And it just makes me feel like I can do this. Do you know what I mean? I've gone from watching people do it to doing it, and I can do this. I can do this. Yeah. Yeah.
So you, I'm assuming you have regular customers then. If you see sort of people out and about wearing your stuff all the time, would you say you've got good relationships with all of your customers? Is that something you've worked quite hard on since you've started the business?
Absolutely. I came from a customer service background.
Oh, did you?
I was, I worked for British Telecom and I worked for local government, and basically trained from the moment I started working about customer excellence and customer service. So
there you
go. Really has paid off in our business. There's a way to do things and there's always an improvement to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And once people feel valued, it's not just the purchase of the item. They feel valued and, you know, they bring so much to our business. The testimonials are great. And it just has enabled me to bring that into the business.
And also it means more to you as the decorator, because if you know that you're printing for somebody that you've got that relationship with and that you know and care about, you care about the products you're printing. And everyone always cares about their own products because you take pride in your work and you want everything to be the best it can be. But when you know the person you're doing it for and you've got that relationship with them, I think there's something extra special about the love that you put into the work you're going to give them.
Absolutely. We've got one client in particular, he's a caterer, and whenever we go to event, we went to event the other day and we saw this really cool chef jacket and walked past it and went back and I said, no, he's got to have that. And he's not ordered it or anything. I've just like got to get a great design on there and sent it off to him, and he's like, wow, it's mind-blowing. But it's just that kind of relationship now that he said to me, I was asking him about products and he said, oh yeah, I'll get that sorted out. And I said, would you consider us for the business? And he said, but you're my printer, you're my decorator. So of course, and to be referred to as someone's decorator, it's just like next level for us.
Yeah,
we really enjoyed that relationship.
I love that. That's so good. So I'm going to flip the conversation a little bit now. So what is the weirdest thing anyone's ever asked you to heat print on?
Wow. Yeah. Someone asked me to do tea towel and write, you know, like those old tea towels with the embroidered words along the outside.
Yeah.
They wanted a swear word all the way along.
Really?
It was an inside joke with a friend. I was like,
no, just the one.
Do that. Yeah, no, there's more than one. But it was just like you had to really peer at it to see. I said, I'm not sure. It didn't really materialize, but the idea was hilarious. Yeah, but yeah, that's one of the weird ones.
Can you imagine seeing that custom print job go through the system on the screens out the back? I'd be like, what is that?
I think the idea was her friend would be drying the teacups and then finally actually look at what was printed in the fine print.
To be fair, that's hilarious. Yeah, yeah, I'll take that. So clever.
But yeah, yeah, that's probably the weirdest. That's probably the weirdest.
Oh, that is brilliant. I remember we had a conversation with Jenna, who I'm sure you know, one of our printers in the US, and she once had somebody ask how to heat print onto toilet roll. And I thought, why would you need to do that?
Okay.
Because like that's not.
No.
I didn't get that. That was probably one of the oddest ones we've had.
Not absorb.
Yeah.
No, well, part of me was like, was it just the front piece so that it's like a joke when you put it on, it's a bit decorative and then it's a normal. But I thought even so. It.
Yeah.
It's even so odd. People heat print some strange things. We need to do a second episode of that, like heat printing, the comedy episode we did about the weirdest things people have printed on.
I'm sure you get so many people coming forward.
We had somebody lost a nipple. It was. It was hilarious. Insert clip here. Honestly, it was brilliant.
Okay, yeah.
Let's look forward to that one. That's your audio on the way home.
I look forward to that. I look forward to the next one. Yeah. So, yeah, that was probably the weirdest one.
That's so funny. So let's talk for a second about your heat press. So you said when you were looking for your press, that took a bit of research, a bit of time for you to find the right one. Where did you start with that journey?
Usually the school of life, YouTube. Started watching a lot of YouTube videos. Okay. And then I started Googling and reading for myself. And then the same word kept on coming up all the time, build quality. And the reviews for the Stahl's heat presses was coming in so strong. The build quality is solid. Mm-hmm. The customer service after you've purchased, that was another big thing for me because I've come from a customer service background.
Yep.
If something's not right or you need help, I need to know that there's someone there at the end of the phone.
Yeah.
And so that kept on coming up, build quality. And then once you filter through all of the rubbish, sorry. But yeah, once you filter through all the rubbish, kind of floats to the top. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Yeah, we were really kind of confident by the time we made the purchase that that's the way we wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it does make a massive difference to your business as well, because like I always say, it's the bread and butter of your business. It's not like you make three or four different investments within a year and if they don't work, you go, oh, well, like that's the machine that's going to run your business for the next minimum 5-10 years. I mean, lifetime if you buy Hotronics, but you get my point.
Yeah, I love it. I love that. I've got two loves in my life, that and my oven, and they're both the same.
I thought you were going to say that and my husband.
No, yeah, him too, yeah.
Who's sitting off camera laughing now.
Love you, babe. But that and my oven, and they're very similar in terms of build quality. Very solid, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I lift it up. I know
good end result.
Good end result. And him, of course, the same obviously thing, build quality. But yeah. Yeah, it's just like, I just love, and that machine has not given me one issue since the moment it was unpacked. I absolutely love it. I will call here almost every month with how do I do this and how do I do that? But the machine has never given me any problems. So
love that.
Yeah, the research paid off.
Yeah, it is a good machine. And you were telling me at the event that you're going to change Hotronics presses.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What's your reason for changing?
Okay, so two things. I've had a few health issues. I had breast cancer and pushing down a little bit is a little bit uncomfortable, even though now I know how to do the pressure.
That's very good. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still have to bring it back up.
Yeah.
And it can be quite sore. So I'm looking at the auto.
Mm-hmm.
And also I've outgrown the machine in terms of the size.
Okay. So which size did you get out of interest?
I got the 38 by
30. Oh, you didn't get the biggest one. See, that's the mistake a lot of people make. Then you can't do the big A3 prints and
So I want to be able to change the pattern quite often, leg patterns, all of that. So I'm going to upgrade the size and the machine.
Yeah.
And then keep the other one as my second machine.
Yeah. And I mean, it will always come in handy, and because of the build quality of it, it will last you forever. But it's one of those things where the actual pressure in itself, like you said, two finger pull down for the max clam, isn't hard work in itself. But when you're doing it over and over and over again in a day, it does become a little bit of a strain. And if there's a way that you can alleviate that with the auto open so that you're only having to do the pull down,
that's
and it pulls up, problem solved.
And the other lifesaver was the caddy.
Oh, the caddy. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Have you got the tabletop one or the one on wheels?
The one on wheels.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Literally is like a child. It follows me around the room.
Put it on a lead. It. Come on.
Like, no, hold on. I'm coming. But yeah, yeah, I love the caddy. And I remember when I was purchasing, the person on the other end of the phone said, I said, I'll have the heat press and I'll have the caddy. And she said, you're back. Well, thank you. And okay, I absolutely love it. It's the perfect height for me. Yeah. And yeah, it's made my life so much easier.
And the good thing with that, and I know I always say this, but is it can be height adjusted. So if your son, for example, wants to help you out, you can adjust it to his height and leave him for an hour with it, knowing that he's not going to hurt his back doing it. You know, all those little things that make a difference when you're really pressing all day long.
Yeah. Really, really glad I made that investment. So
see, this is why I love talking to people like yourself, because we know this about the products, but we don't print all day every day. We come down, we might do some demos with it. We have to print all of our like shirts for the event, which is probably the most I get to doing like a run of printing. Yeah. So from a technical point of view, we obviously know we're the experts on that side of things. But from a using it every day point of view, we don't do that. You do. Yeah. So that's why I love to get your opinion on things, because it's so different to what we experience here.
I've encouraged people. I've said, listen, before you buy, I know it's tempting to look at something and think, well, that's cheaper. Mm. And I've encouraged people to come down and take a look.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea. I've seen some shockers of a heat press. Shockers, that's all I can say. Probably would shock you.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Electric shock.
Yeah,
Mark.
Yeah. But I've said to people, please, well, you can cut it out. I've said to people, please just come down, take a look, see about the height, the weight, everything. And
brilliant.
Keep telling people to take a look.
The next thing I want to talk about is custom transfers.
Yeah.
Because I had a little nosy at your account before we sat down and did this and had a look at the amount of custom orders you've placed with us over the years. Yeah. It's a lot. Let me tell you that. Marcia has used our system a lot and I am very happy about that, obviously. But tell me about that. So when you first started printing, you got your press, you played around with some t-shirts.
Yeah.
There must have been multiple decoration types that you played around with before you discovered what you wanted to use. Like you said, the education between what to use when. Yeah. But where did you start from a decoration point of view?
I started with Ultra Colour.
Okay.
And there was an event. After I started using Ultra Colour, there was a huge event with crossover, like with America. It was going on through the night.
The Global Masterclass.
Oh, my gosh.
The 24-hour one.
Oh, my gosh. Every hour. I didn't miss a minute.
You were there with us. You were one of the nighttime watchers. Yep. I love that.
Barely took a toilet break. Literally, when you guys said, we're going to take a break, I was like, out my way, grab a snack, and then I was back.
Marcia, will you come and work with us, please? Come and work with us.
Every time, I barely took a toilet break. It was like a new world. Mm. I mean, all these people I'd seen on YouTube, I was fanning. I was like, oh, there's Josh. Oh, my God. But yeah, it was the information. It was like a complete education. And that's when I realized about the different kinds of custom transfers. So I've stuck to Ultra Colour Max for the best part.
Okay.
Only because I love the low temperature fuse.
Mm.
And for someone who sometimes thought about the press marks, you know, the heat. Yeah, yeah. I love the low temperature fuse. But I have gone on to use DTF, which I love because of the pricing and the speed at which that comes
that
out.
That hot peel.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
So satisfying.
Yeah, because when I'm pressing, finding space to put all of these tops to cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, just press and peel. Love that about it. And like I said, it was the speed at which it comes out. I mean, I think sometimes I've placed an order late afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's on its way. Probably once it came the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were like, this is amazing. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I strayed once. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Where did you go?
I can't name it.
Okay, good. Yeah, no. We'll bleep it if she does.
Yeah. Won't be doing that again. There's something about this company that is more than the actual product.
Thank you.
There's the service, the customer service, the relationship. I used to be able to call people and say, I'm stuck. I was nearly in tears once I called, and I think it was Rachel. Mm. And I was like, I'm so stuck. And the knowledge that you guys have, and you're so happy to pass it on. And a few emails later and a couple of diagrams and I was back on track. And you don't get that anywhere else.
See, this is why I love what we do. And I'm genuinely really grateful that when I came across this job, it was this company that I came across and not another one in the industry, because this is why I love doing my job in particular, because I get to have these conversations with you. I get to see how our business helps everyone else, because the business that you run, yes, it's a job, but it's, when it's your business, it's your life, and it's everything about it affects you and how you live your life, your family, your relationships, everything. Yeah. And the fact that we can help make it easier, make it more efficient, more profitable, all of those things, just, it makes life so much better for us to know that what we're doing is helping you. Yeah.
You do it so well. Heather. Oh, thanks. Heather, she calls. When she's calling, even though she's sometimes calling to advise me of a new product, she was, I'll say, Heather, how's the cats? And she'll talk about what's going on. And Richard knows my voice because I'm usually panicking when I call.
You so said Richard was a lifesaver, and I did. I clipped that and I sent it to him, and he loved it.
Yeah, he is. Phones up, hello, Richard, it's Marcia. Hi, Marcia. And then he laughs because he knows that whatever I've asked, he will be able to sort it out. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes if they don't know something, they email me back. Mm. It's just like, you're not going to get that anywhere else. No.
Well, that's the thing. On our lives, people ask us questions throughout, which is fantastic. We love to communicate with everyone during it, but sometimes they do ask a question and we're like, I genuinely don't know the answer to that, but I'll find out. And not everyone is going to know everything all the time.
Yeah.
But we will always get back to you and find the right answer.
Amazing. So, you'd be surprised. I'm so glad to hear that. No, you'd be surprised about products that you buy that don't have the instructions, the proper temperatures and the pressure. And you guys seem to be able to get that information. Mm. Even some of the brand ambassadors don't really understand how to get that to us. So like I said, it's, you're part of the chain that helps us to run successfully. And we really appreciate it.
Oh, good. I'm really glad to hear that. Oh, that makes me so happy.
That's
good. Made me emotional. do you need a moment, Beth?
Yeah, I think we need a moment.
Okay, let's get rid of the tears. So what, in the 3 years that you've been running your business, what has been your favorite moment?
My favorite moment, oh my god,
we can do top three if you struggle. Top to pick three. One
seeing someone in one of our hoodies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like mind-blowing.
How early on into the business did you see that?
Quite early.
Because that's a very good motivator, isn't it?
Yeah. Top three, my son working with us and selling.
That's lovely.
Yeah, at an event. That was amazing. And it was like turning around at an event and seeing a banner with my company name on it, my products on it, surrounded by our items, and then people coming up and asking us, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Can I connect with you? Designers want to work with us. And because I don't have a design background. And that was one of the things that put me off. I thought you had to have a design background to be able to do this. But you just partner. Do you know what I mean? And get your licenses, get everything. We did everything properly. I don't believe in cutting corners. I don't want any nasty knocks at the door later on. I do everything properly. But it was like, people now want to work with us and design for us. My niece is a fantastic artist. I'm trying to get her to work with me, partner with me. I'll pay her. I'll pay you, Morgan. But yeah, it's just like that thing, just seeing your item walk out the door. Yeah, it's just a great feeling. It's a great feeling. Yeah.
So seeing someone in your garments,
having
your son work with a family business.
Yeah.
And what's number three?
Working with my husband.
Oh.
The ultimate goal is that we will do this solely. Yeah. That's the ultimate goal, and we will get there.
Yeah. I truly believe that you will. I think everything that you've done up to this moment, like you said, you do everything properly, but the passion you have for your business and the love you have for it is what will get you there. Because if you do it, if you do something because you love it and you want to see it succeed, that's when you'll be successful. If you're, people have heat print businesses to make money, and that's fair. Yeah. Like, people need to make income. I totally get that. But I think even the people that have fulfillment businesses still love printing, like deep down. They're kind of like print nerds somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Andy always says the guys that work out the back making the transfers, they're the only people in the world that could do that job, because they're artists and scientists around the inks and the powders and how everything works together. And I've wandered out there before and I've looked at them and I've got no idea what you're doing. But like, they make the best product and they are the only people to do that. So you will be the best person to make your business a success.
Thank you so much. And that was another thing I wanted to say. This was the only company I know that will call me and say, you've sent your design in.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things we need to tweak about it. Haven't gone ahead and just printed it.
And then gone, it's your problem to fix.
Yeah, it's my problem. They'll tell me where I've made a mistake because I'm learning. or where I could have used a different, now to put white background, black background, things like that. You know, you just chuck it out there normally, but they'll always call. Something might not be as sharp, and how I can go back and rectify that.
Oh, I've done that.
Because I'm thinking, well, how do I do that then? And then between you guys and YouTube, I work out how to do it, sharpen it up, send it back. And then I'm like, is it okay now? They take as much interest in my product as I do. Do you know what I mean? The finished product reflects on everyone. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. And as I said, I haven't really experienced that anywhere else.
Yeah, everyone here, production, marketing, customer service, all of us really do take pride in what we do. And we genuinely love just helping you guys and making sure everything's right. So yeah, the fact that that's how you feel, honestly. Yeah, now I'm getting emotional.
But like, we always say that, like, if you're doing well, we're doing well. If we're doing well, you're doing well. And there's enough space in this industry for everyone.
For everyone.
Yeah, we should be working together.
For everyone. So, yeah.
Oh, guys. And you, honestly, I'm so glad that you decided to come in and do this. You have made my, not even my day, you've made my month. This has got to be one of the best podcast conversations we have had.
Oh my gosh, it was touch and go.
For such a long time. It was touch and go, but we're going. We're still going. Okay, what have been some of the biggest lessons you've learned since starting your business?
Okay, order what you need. I overorder. Clothes, transfers, I just overorder. Order what you need, don't panic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's plenty of time if you organise yourself to have someone request something. Get the request into you guys, get it back and get it shipped out. There's plenty of time. You guys work extremely quickly. So you don't have to have no space to work because you've got so many items and garments lying all over the place. Order what you need. Be confident about your product. Do your research, do your testing. I press and I wash everything. That 70 wash thing that you guys have got going on.
75, thank you very much.
75 now. I know it's true because I have washed them 75 times. It's just having that confidence in the product.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of confidence in the product and it does come across. What have I learned? Attend the masterclasses. You would be able to afford to pay for the information that comes over in that masterclass.
Yeah.
And when you guys hold it, I always think it's such an amazing thing to do for us because I come away with like my mind is, I can't even sleep.
Mm.
I've got a notepad beside my bed and I just write things down. And so attend the masterclasses, I've learned that. As I said, have confidence in your product, have confidence in your supplier, have a good relationship with your supplier. I think I've got a good relationship with you guys and I hope that you...
Need you say anything?
And I'm sitting here. But yeah, and just don't be afraid to take things up a notch.
Yeah.
Fear used to hold me back. I'm incredibly shy. And it does make me like kind of pull back a bit. But with a confident product behind me, it's taken me into areas that I never dreamed I would go to. So
yeah. I think that's the same with everyone though. I mean, I've experienced in all areas of life, you know, being a little bit scared of something, but pushing through that barrier and the fact you've got the support of your husband, your son, your suppliers, no matter what happens, there will be people to help you through it, to support you, whether it just be, you know, a supportive word or whether they physically need to get in and help you do an order, or there's always going to be someone to help you out. So there's nothing that you can't achieve. So
and also when we come to the events, the live events, the networking is incredible.
Oh, with the other guests.
Yeah. Everyone's so generous, very willing to share.
Yeah.
Very willing, very encouraging. So the networking is really, really cool.
I will say, I think that's definitely something I've noticed since I came into the industry, which was only just over 4 years ago. So I haven't been in it as long as some other people have. But when I first started to now, that's something I've noticed is that everybody seems a lot more open to share. Yeah. And I think it's comes from the knowledge that there is enough space in this industry for everybody to have a successful business. Yeah. I just finished up a video on sweatshirts, just sweatshirts, not hoodies, just sweatshirts. And I think the number was 171 billion. Don't quote me on that. Check the video to be sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure that's the amount of sweatshirts that they're going to expect to sell in 2024.
Yeah.
2029. My God, I only did this yesterday. That's the amount of sweatshirts that we're going to sell in 2029. So in the UK alone, you just think why people get funny about sharing like that. There's so much real estate out there for us.
Yeah. You can tell. You walk into a room, you can tell what the vibe's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when, as I said, when we came to the winter warm-up, we were like, yeah, we've arrived. It was like... It was like a pilgrimage. We've been trying to get here for so long, stuck on the motorway for 4 hours. One day had to turn around. When we got through the doors, it was like, I nearly kissed the ground, but I didn't. But yeah, it was really cool. And that vibe came over in the room.
Yeah.
As soon as it was time to get up and walk around, there were people asking, what do you do? We all do the same thing, but we don't do the same thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that was incredible. A lot of people who were willing to pass on like knowledge and information. And yeah, I love it.
I think everybody that brings, like, has it in them to come to those events, they're naturally going to be of that ilk anyway, because you wouldn't put yourself in a room of decorators to further your knowledge and education if you were stuck in your own lane and stuck in your own head, would you? So I love our events. They are so much fun. And I think the next one's Printmer and Promotion. That's the next one on the cards for us, isn't it? February. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I lose my mind at that show.
It's great, isn't it?
I have to start in the corner at the beginning and I snake along.
Oh, you don't beeline for the style stand?
I'll get there. And then I go through every, and I always go around the style stands, and then I go through every lane, and then I take my time and I come back and I stand there because there's always a queue. There's always a queue. Everybody wants to talk to you guys, and I stand there patiently, and then I'm in, like, I'm in heat press heaven.
Oh, that's such a great expression. Cool. Imagine that on a jumper. Heat press heaven. I'm so making one of those.
I thought of it first.
Oh, I'm so making it. If we make them, I'll send you one. Oh, my goodness. That's so good.
Glimmer, please.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Sold. No problem. We will create a heat press heaven jumper.
I love it. I look forward to it. My sun comes down. Yeah, this time we're thinking of maybe doing it as an overnight thing. And so we
can... Oh, please do. Yeah, come for 2 days. Bring your... I'd love to meet your son as well. Bring him with you.
We've only ever been for the one day, but yeah, we're going to try and work it out.
That'd be good. So to conclude our what has been one of my favourite podcast conversations of the year, what advice would you give? I know you kind of touched on it in lessons you've learned, but if somebody was starting their heat printing business in 2025, Christmas break's just finished, January, they're ready to hit the new year with a new business.
Yeah.
What advice would you give them? What would be the one thing you would recommend that they do?
Okay, so once they've established their business properly.
Literally, say I'm sitting here now and I'm thinking I want to start a heat printing business. What would you tell them?
Okay, so what I did, one of the things I did was join a startup, because your local library and the British Library have guidelines as to everything you'll need to take on a particular business.
Okay.
And it helped me think about money to purchase equipment, money to purchase supplies, what have you. Find yourself an excellent supplier. Watch as much as you can, listen to all the podcasts, because you do learn something from every single one.
It's all about education.
Yeah, it's all about education. Don't be frightened to make a mistake. The first ones will come out wonky. You will have problems with placement. I'm obsessed with placement. I am obsessed with placement. I will take out a ruler. And my husband's saying, you're overthinking it, but that's me. I like it perfect. So I've got my eye on that machine.
The pro place.
The pro place.
That's your end goal. That is your end goal.
One day that will place my child. So I'm obsessed.
When he's 18 and he moves out, Marcy, I'll be putting a pro place in his bedroom.
That's what the bedroom's going to be for. I will need a whole bedroom for it. But yeah, one day. But yeah, don't be frightened.
Yeah.
You can do this. There is room for everyone. There are a lot of people that will try and tell you it's a saturated market. It's not. You don't listen to the naysayers. Get out there, get started. And you don't know until you start.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's out there until you start. And then when you start, you just realize that it's limitless. Your designs, where you can go with them, who's interested, it's literally limitless. And there's very few things in life that are limitless.
Mm.
And this is definitely one of them. So that would be my advice.
I'm voting that Marcia starts a Cute and the Curious podcast, because you have a brilliant way with words. You are so engaging.
Thank you.
I have loved this episode, honestly. It's been brilliant. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you coming on, especially because I knew you were a bit apprehensive about it. How do you feel now? We're done?
Yep.
No comment.
Really happy. No, thank you. No, we really appreciate the opportunity to come and speak, and we appreciate the opportunity to come and just to give back a little bit, because we definitely wouldn't be where we are now without all the help that we've received. So I did feel very apprehensive. I did fangirl so much when you came over to me with the camera. I was like, Molly, I literally didn't know what to say.
Beth is wetting herself right now with laughter over that.
I'm a bit scared.
She's like, I've got to deal with this after you leave.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? But yeah, I'm really pleased that it all worked out the way it did. And yeah. Our goal is to keep going, to end up working together. This will be our soul venture together. We've had health setbacks. None of it is going to stop us from pursuing this dream. And I would encourage everyone to give your dream a go. Don't let anyone stop you.
That is absolutely brilliant. I have one more question for you before we finish. Yeah. What does the future hold for Cute and Curious?
Wow. I just, global. Do you know what I mean?
Domination, global domination.
Global domination. Why not? If other people do it. I don't see any reason to limit myself at all. Yeah. Every new product that comes out, I'm like, how can I use it? How can I get it? How will it take the business further? And yeah, global. I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave a legacy for my son. I want him to be proud of me. I want him to be proud of us, especially as a female working in this business. Yeah. I want to be thought of well.
I cannot think of a more perfect place to conclude that episode. Thank you, Marcia, is all I'm going to say. That has been brilliant. There is, yes, we will applause. We will applause, everyone. Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you for having us.
So, yeah, thank you. I could say thank you all day, but instead I'm going to say thank you very much to everybody for listening, viewing and watching. And don't forget to subscribe whatever platform you are watching on. And we'll be back next week with another Garment Podcast episode, although Andy's got very big shoes to fill after that.